علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently trying to understand one aspect of this a charter of Islamic governance, and that is the revolutionary nature of the Holy Quran. It is actually that book that guides the revolutionary spirit that needs to be existing inside the hearts of each and every Muslim. And it is actually one of the reasons why the mission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues and becomes stronger. And that is why Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon number 1 mentions وَخَلَّفَ فِيكُمْ مَا خَلَّفَتِ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ فِي أُمَمِهَا. What the Prophet left behind is what the other prophets of God left behind in their communities. إِذْ لَمْ يَتْرُكُوهُمْ هَمَلًا بِغَيْرِ طَرِيقٍ وَاضِحٍ. In that the prophets of God did not leave their communities without direction, without a clear direction, in a confused state. وَلَا عَلَمٍ قَائِمٍ, without a flag, a standing flag that they can see. And what is that? كِتَابَ رَبِّكُمْ, the book of your Lord. So the book is very necessary, inshallah we'll discuss about that very shortly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we saw that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought about a lot of honor and strength and good thoughts and feelings and changes in the society that was there at that time. He gave the people what they really needed. What really sorted out the problems of the societies, the inner needs of the communities were sorted out. But at the end of the day, the Prophet, the Messenger of God, had a material dimension, and his body and this material aspect of his was one day going to leave this world. And therefore, the people would not be in touch with him after his death. And so the big question arises here as to how will these people continue this method, this path of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They need to continuously go in this direction. Yes, in the one hand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed a wali of Allah as a khalifa, and that is Imam Ali alayhi salam. Yes, that is one aspect. But then, again, something was required that the people always remembered, something that can always, they could always connect with, that could always remind them of this great movement that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had started. And this little short term where the Prophet ﷺ trained the communities and brought them to a certain level of understanding, which was around 10 years, let's say, was not enough for the communities to go on for a long time. It was not enough to guarantee the progress of the community continuously for a long period of time. Just like when you a clockwork card that you turn on the clockwork and it goes for some time, and then after that it stops because the car, you know, loses the energy. And similarly, the communities stop remembering what actually their goals are, and this can be detrimental. And after all, of course, they can stop and not go ahead. For example, that clockwork card might bang a rock and fall off, and then it would not know how to go ahead. And similar things that would happen, that would be obstacles in the path of the progress, let's say, of the community.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, yes, there could be some obstacles that could block the communities to go ahead, especially the Muslim society. And that is why something was needed to be always present next to the Muslims that would remind them of that movement. And as you know, that issues, those particular actions that the Prophet did at his time, and those reactions and interactions that he was performing, were based on the circumstances of that time. And therefore, there was a need of having some clear principles that were applicable in different scenarios and different times, which would therefore guarantee the continuity of this movement. Take an example of a caravan that is moving in a certain direction. The caravan in the beginning knows its direction, knows where it needs to go, knows its purpose. But in between the road, there might be a lot of sand and dust and, you know, a lot of smoke or whatever. Or maybe some people might get into some play and jokes, and they might become oblivious of their direction. Although they were aware of their direction, but now they are confused. They need to find the way. But how will they find the way? If there was a way to keep flags on the path, to always keep those flags in between the road, so that people, even if they slip and move outside the direction, they can see those flags and come back, then people will be always on the path. They will always come back. They will not be, and there will be no longer a complete misguidance. There will be some faltering in between, but because those flags are there, those flags will keep the caravan in direction. So now we want to discuss that, what are these flags that are there on the path of the caravan? Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the coming session. Now, speaking about flags, today is a very happy day for the Shias, since it's the birthday of Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, the flag bearer of the army of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the battlefield of Karbala. Let us all remember him with as-salawat. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.